The subject of this shiur is the symbolism of the mitzvah of tzitzis. We're all familiar with the third paragraph of Kriya Shema. That's one of the sources of where the mitzvah is in the Torah, which can be found at the end of Parashat Shlach. I believe it's Bamidbar Perek Tezvav. Let's just read through that first. Vayomar Hashem Moshe Lemor. Daber b'nei Yisrael. Vayomar atah lehem. Speak to b'nei Yisrael. Tell them. V'yosu lehem tzitzis. They should make for themselves tzitzis al kanfei v'gdehem l'rasam. On the corners of their garments for all their generations. V'nasinu al tzitzis hakanaf b'sil techeles. They should put on the tzitzis the corner b'sil techeles. A pesil, we'll get into the details of what pesil means. There's gedil, there's pesil, some sort of string that's blue. V'yoyolachem letzitzis, it'll be for you as tzitzis, which needs explaining, what is this term? U'isem oso, you will see it. U'zchartem is called mitzvos Hashem, you will remember all the mitzvos of Hashem. So that's clearly right there in the Torah. Why do we have tzitzis? The goal is, Uzuchartem is called mitzvos Hashem. Vasi semosam, and you will do them. Below sosuru echrei levavchem vechrei nechem. Now the same pasuk adds, and you won't. Well, again, we'll define the word losur eventually. But below sosuru, you shouldn't be swayed. It means more than that. After your hearts and after your eyes. Asher atem zonim achareihem. Asher atem zonim achareihem. That you are swayed after them. To translate loosely. And why? Again, the Torah repeats itself. And why is it important that you don't get swayed after your eyes and after your heart? L'man tizkeru v'asisem es kol mitzvosoi, in order that you should remember and do all of my mitzvos, v'hiyisem kidoshim le'lokechem, and you will be holy to your God. And then the Torah adds, and it's not a secondary thing, it's actually, why is it that we should become kidoshim? Ani Hashem alokechem. I am Hashem your God, Asher Tzeisi Aschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Lios Lachem Le'elokim, I took you out of Mitzrayim to be for you as a God, Ani Hashem Elokechem Emes. I am your God, and Emes is not part of that. Okay, so now let's break this down, as Rav Hirsch does in this essay. Again, this is just the first place in the Torah where the mitzvah tzitzis is mentioned. There's another place as well, we'll get to that soon. There are actually a number of things in this paragraph. First of all, why wear tzitzis? Firstly, that we remember the mitzvahs of Hashem. But there's a second thing. Not just that we keep them in mind, but that we fulfill them entirely. That's what it says there. V'asisim osam, do them. And then, consequently, if we have this in mind, that that's our goal, when we seek after, what is it that we're going to seek after? We want to do Hashem's mitzvahs. We shouldn't follow the lead of our hearts and our eyes, that's the quote from the collected writings, which could cause us to be unfaithful to God. We'll soon explain how that happens, and that's really part of the bulk of this shir. And then it concludes, V'yisem kidoshim le'elokechem, that we remain holy to God. And then it says that if we do that, then Hashem will respond in kind. Ani Hashem Elokechem, I am your God. So in other words, once we commit ourselves fully, then we get Hashem smile at us, and He will dedicate everything in His room of ammunition and equipment, things that Hashem has to offer, fully. Once we dedicate ourselves to Him, Hashem is on our side. So again, there's really four things going on here, that we remember the mitzvot of Hashem, we fulfill them, and as a result of that, we look for our meaning of God's law, not by our own way we look into things, where we think about them, but we're not going to go after our hearts, we're going to go after what Hashem wants. And then, more than that, go the whole way and become holy to Hashem. All of this will be explained in detail. So that's the first place in the Torah where it talks about the mitzvah of tzitzis. There's another place, one pasuk only, in Devarim Perek Chaf Beis, pasuk Yud Beis, and there it's just one pasuk. It calls the tzitzis something else. It doesn't say the word tzitzis. It doesn't say pesil. The Torah there says gedilim ta'aselach. You should make gedilim, which is cords, not really strings. al arba kanfos kesuscha, on the four corners of your garment, asher techaseba, that you are covered with it, or in it. So the Gemara has a lot of discussion, Gemara Menachos, about why does the Torah have these differences. Gedilim, we'll eventually hear, is the coiled part of our tzitzis, and the pisil, the blue string, but there's also other strings, that's the loose part that hangs beyond that. Okay, that's just the beginning of where in the Torah we have the mitzvah discussed. Let's talk about some of the mitzvahs of how this works. So we mentioned gedil is the twisted cord, the pisil is the threads, and Gemara refers to pisil also as anaf, which is something, a branch hanging loose, hangs loose. And it also, another detail of the mitzvah, as you know from other shiurim, a parasha always says, the more details of the halacha that you can put together, and they all weave together to give one message, the more you know you're on the right path to explain the mitzvah. So one of the details of the relationship between the twisted part, the coiled part, the top part of our tzitzis, and the loose part hanging is noi tcheles. It's in the Shulchan Aruch like this, it's also in the Gemara. The best way to have tcheles, really, which means your tzitzis, is shlish gedil ushnei shlishei anof. One third should be the wrapped corded part, and two thirds should be the loose hanging part. So why is that? We'll have to get into that. Another detail of the mitzvah is that the tzitzis should be firmly attached to the corner of the garment by a knot. As the Gemara says, kesher elyon, this very first knot, that's the araisa. A lot of what we do is menhagim, and it's not even the rabbanans, it's all menhagim, how many times you tie them, all these different things, the symbols of what it all stands for, those are nice inyanim. But on a deraisa level, you need much less, and if everyone agrees that the very first knot that ties something that's hanging loose has to be tied to the garment, that's the one that's deraisa. So obviously, the connection to your garment is a very important part of this mitzvah. And we'll have to explain that. Also, there's this other idea of the techeles. With Bezman Hazeh, nowadays we don't have the techeles, but we still have the zecher. We know that had there been the discovery, as some people believe there has been, we would be wearing it. And even if we don't have it today, we know one of them is in place of the one that would have been there for the techeles. So the symbolism is still there in the back of our minds. We just don't put it on if you feel that we haven't found the tcheles nowadays. Now, where is this tcheles? So there's different opinions. We'll go with the Rambam and the Rashba for this year. According to the Rambam and the Rashba, so how many strings are there and where's the tcheles? So there are eight threads. It's really four strings that are folded over in half. And that includes the tcheles. And the tcheles is actually one of the four strings. Half of it, or part of it, is blue, and the other half of that same string is white. It really doesn't have to be white, by the way. It's just the point of when it says lavan in the Gemara, it means it's not techeles. Okay, so let's discuss a little bit more now, and that is, notice that what the Torah did in its discussion of the mitzvahs, in this paragraph that we just read, is lo sasuru acharei levavchem v'acharei einechem. That's a negative, right? We know mitzvahs ase, mitzvahs los ase. So first it states in the negative, right? You shouldn't be swayed after your heart and after your eyes. Uzuchaitem es kol mitzvahs Hashem va'asisam osam. So isn't that interesting? Now you get the positive. You should remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem and you should do them. So the order first says Uzuchartim is called mitzvah Hashem. It says it in the positive, but that should be to lead you to the negative. In other words, if that's your goal, to remember the mitzvah of Hashem, then make sure that you don't determine what's right and wrong. Don't make your determination after your personal opinion. And what's the purpose of that? Why is it so important to have the right place where you're determining things, where you're going to be judging things, which is going to be soon we'll get into the meaning of the word lasur. That's Lamantizkur Rasisimas Kol Mitzvosoi, that you should remember and do all the mitzvahs. You won't be doing all the mitzvahs if you're going to be swayed after your own opinions of things. Let's talk about this, the meaning of the mitzvah Lasur. So we know when the Meraglim went to Lasur Esaretz to tour the land, it wasn't just to see things and to explore. It meant a lot more than that. It really means to form a judgment based on what you saw, to make a determination of what's good and what's bad. They wanted to look at the land and see, is this a land that's appropriate for us to live in? Can we conquer it? So they're looking at it to make a decision. Is this doable? Is this good? Is it bad? So in the words of this essay, Lasur is to ascertain what is or is not desirable or attainable for us, to judge what is good or evil for us, to differentiate between good and evil. So the way Hirsch puts it, this meaning of the word lasur, it means do not form judgments by following the impulses of your hearts and your eyes. Do not rely on your hearts and your eyes in deciding what to accept or what to reject. Do not call anything good merely because your hearts are drawn to it and your eyes. Asher atem zanim achareihem, that you're drawn afterwards. And again, to quote more in that same essay, tzitzis are meant to counteract the trend in man, which knows no higher code of ethics to guide his character, his choice of values and actions, guided by his own wishes and urges. Ure'isem oso, zechartem es kol mitzvos Hashem. Hashem alone tells us what is good and what is evil. So that's the basic understanding before we get into more symbolism. The first step of what we're learning from of the mitzvah tzitzis is don't be your own judge on what's good and bad. Listen to what Hashem has to say. If you go after your own perspectives on things, you're going to miss the point of what it is that Hashem wants you to do. You're going to be led astray from your own perspectives. That's level one. And the way Hirsch puts it, that's actually expected of all human beings, not just Jews. It's true. In his theme, there's actually an entire essay in Collected Writings that's dedicated to this idea. There's a notion called Mensch Yisrael. Mensch means what a human should be. Yisrael is the next level up of what's specifically asked of the Jew above and beyond the basic expectations of all humanity, of all civilization. But this is level one. This is what makes us human beings. There's still mitzvosoi, his commandments. The pasuk says, and then God's talking, my mitzvos. They're not personal yet. Well, later we'll talk about it being our mitzvos. But at this level, it's one phase of it, but it's not personal yet. It's not our mitzvos. Level two is what's expected of a Jew who is party to the bris with Hashem at Har Sinai. The Jew must subordinate to God in an even higher measure. All the sensual aspects of his nature, all his desires, and all his aspirations. And there it says, Lamantizkru, about that level, it says, Lamantizkru of Asisem, es kol mitzvosoi, you should remember and do all my mitzvos, v'yisem, go to the next level, v'yisem kidoshim le'lokechem, you'll be singularly dedicated for your God, your God. Ani Hashem alokechem, asher atzeisi asem eretz mitzrayim, le'os lechem elokim, ani Hashem alokechem. Here it talks about the deep, unique bond between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. And there the mitzvahs are personal, knowing how much we owe Hashem. He owns us. He took us out of Mitzrayim, and without that we would be slaves forever. We're now completely dedicated to Hashem. Then all of our urges and all of everything is dedicated to Hashem. And the mitzvahs of Hashem are there to guide us how to live in every aspect of our lives. It's a personal. It's not just Hashem's mitzvahs, rules that we're told about. But there, we feel a unique bond to those mitzvahs. The idea of kedushim says this. And the word kedusha, I'll give you a couple of quotes about the idea of kedusha. It's the profound concept. The profound concept of kedusha is best defined by man's unconditional preparedness to do the ratzon Hashem. You're all in. Again, another quote, an eternal, complete, maximum readiness of will and energy. That's what Kedusha is. So to be Kedoshim is to understand that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and we completely want to be dedicated in every aspect of our existence to Hashem. So says Hirsch about all the following. It follows from all the above that the purpose of tzitzis is to remind us of our calling as human beings and as Jews, and to admonish us to subordinate the sensual elements in our thoughts and emotions to the entire law of God, the entire gamut, kol mitzvosai, to dedicate everything that we have to Hashem. Now let's move on to another point. We know that, as we mentioned in the details of the mitzvah, you tie strings to your garments. Why garments? What is this idea of garments? And why is that so important in remembering? It's not just an arbitrary thing, surely. You know, it could be. It's a random thing. Hashem says, put a Band-Aid on your nose, and you'll remember every time you look at the Band-Aid on my mitzvahs. If that's what it was, okay, then that's what it is. But surely there must be something more than just a random idea of garments and strings. So what can we dig a little bit and understand about garments? So says Hirsch the following. If you look into the history of clothing, we note one fact on which we must elaborate. Clothing is traced back to the time when man disobeyed a command from God, and it served as the initial means in man's return to his divine calling. He's of course referring to the chait of Adam HaRishon. At that point, let's talk a little bit about what was the debate that man had with the Nachash. What was man's fall, and how does clothing tie into all this? So Hashem had a command, and it's a command having to do with food. Seems to be illogical. As Hirsch puts it in his commentary to Chumash, and reminds us of this here in this essay, everything looked perfect. This Eitz Hadas that we were not supposed to eat from, all roads of the garden were leading to it. The fruit looked delicious, and even after we ate from it, it really was delicious. It seemed to make us superhumans, understanding Tovara, would be like God. It's so logical. Why not have it? It makes no sense not to have it. Well, if you follow your own logic, that's exactly what you're going to do. You're going to do what you want and not what God told you. And that's exactly the point of this very first test of all of mankind. God gives us something that to our own sense makes no sense. Because if it was up to us, why not have it? And we should have it. More than that, the Nachash, representing the animal side of man, the Nachash tells us, why shouldn't you have it? There's nothing wrong with that. And now the truth is, for a Nachash, it makes perfect sense, because a Nachash is an animal. Animals don't have to think about anything. This is all instinct by them. To an animal, living instinctually is doing the will of Hashem. It is the voice of God speaking by their instincts. That's all Hashem expects of them. There is no higher moral calling of an animal. What the Nachash was telling man was, it makes no sense not to do it. What makes sense to you. So do it. Ah, you have a kasha. God told you not to do it. I don't know. It's a good kasha. Deal with that later. But I'm telling you, it just makes no sense not to have it. Because you feel it's right. So go do it. Go eat from that. That was the message of the Nachash. And of course, man listened. Adam, Chava listened. Adam listened. So what was Hashem's response to that? Of course, that's not what man is supposed to be doing. Man is supposed to not be listening to a Nachash. That's the animal, Svara. That's the logic of the animal. But for man, man is supposed to not listen to that and say, but God doesn't want me to. And even if it makes no sense to me, I make my standards and my rules by what God wants. That's what the tzitzis are telling us. But how does the tzitzis do that? So we know that right as soon as they sinned and they understood that something was wrong here, and they felt shame, they felt this busha, the first thing they did was they clothed themselves with chagoros. They put on these belts to cover their nakedness, to cover the sensual parts of man, because they knew there was that part of man, the animalistic part of man, that drove them to follow their own urges and not to listen to a higher calling. And Hashem, when Hashem sent them out, Hashem gave them his gift of chagoros. He gave them garments of protection, which we'll get into later, maybe another shiur on this at the end part of this series. But those are also garments that Hashem gave. The idea then of the clothing is that clothing really tells you you're not an animal. Remember that. The Nachash wanted you to think your instincts are all you are. So follow your urges. And if there's something illogical that's being told to you from God, reject that, because all you need to do is believe that your urges are the voice of God speaking through you. And the clothing is the statement of a rejection of that idea. It's not true. I'm not an animal. And I'm uncomfortable with the fact that my animal sense, the part of me that's an animal, couldn't think that there's something higher. The truth is that on the first level, what man was, when there wasn't a contradiction between our physical sense and our higher moral calling, there's nothing wrong with being naked. And man could be naked then, because the body could be uplifted in the most beautiful way. There's nothing that the physical does that couldn't be uplifted. And before man's succumbing to listening to his urges instead of God's will, the body was not a contradiction at all, not even thinking about the body. And there was no reason to cover oneself up. There was no sense of shame. Nothing about the body was a problem. But after man made this mistake, now looking at that, was saying, because I identify with my body as my central being, that's who I am, I need to cover that aspect up. I need to uplift the body. But that's only after I realize that the body is just the body, and I'm far more than that. That's why we cover that up. Okay, so with knowing all that, let's think then about this message. We're supposed to look at the clothing and realize that we're not animals. What is tzitzis that we're supposed to tie to this garment and tie, and without that, and that's ma'akev, that prevents the whole mitzvah from happening. What is the message of tzitzis? So what is tzitz? What is the meaning of the word tzitz? Okay. So the meaning of tzitz is something that breaks through. You have the word ziz is a part of a window that juts out, the sill of a window. A sus is a horse that breaks through. And lasus is to be happy. And it's a joy that breaks through. A tzitz is something that sprouts. We know by Aaron, with the Shkedim, when Korach was challenging the leadership of the Kohanim, by Yotzetz Tzitz, the Pasuk says there, it sprouted forth, blossoms. Tzitz is something that breaks through. So, first of all, the idea is that whatever your garment is saying to you, which is, I'm not an animal, but more than that, that my body should have been uplifted to something higher. Me as a human, I'm far more than just an animal. And in the purest sense, my body could and should be directed towards something higher. So then the message of the tzitzis is that let the message of the garment grow and develop. Let that be your defining point. Let that constantly remind you as you go and you navigate your day, as you live your life. Look at your tzitzis, which is the full-blown message of your garment, and let it say to you, I'm not an animal. More than that, my body could and should be used for something holy, but only if I remember that I have a nefesh, I have a neshama, and there's something much more lofty. And let it become part of you, the ayah lachem letzitzis. Internalize that message. Tie the strings to your garments. Kesher elyon is diraisa. This connection between the strings and the garment, that's the whole point here. Remember what the message of the garment is. Look at your tzitzis. One other aspect we'll cover in this year, and that is the gedil and the anaf that we mentioned earlier. The gedil is the woven part. That's the rope area on the top. And the anaf is the hanging loose parts. So the tzitzis are entwined. That represents being restrained. And it's from this restraint. Both of them do represent the message. But how do we get there? How do we get to be servants of God, completely dedicating everything to Hashem, including our animal aspects? It comes from an understanding of the need for restraint. And that's the twisting the strings above the other strings. The strings are the human condition. That's what we said. Loose strings represent man being free, doing what he wants to do. tying them, the upper part where we tie and we bind them is the restraining of all that which man wants to do. It's true, the urges of man are to be loose. Ultimately, it's even better, two-thirds as opposed to one-third are loose and hanging. But it has to be predicated on the initial restraint. It doesn't come from our own determination. That's what the Nachash wanted us to think. That's an animal way of thinking. But for a human, tie those strings, tie your urges, and first restrain them in ways that God wants you to live. And then it'll be much better. Let it be loose. And that's beautiful. Let it be loose. Let me read you the words of Hirsch at the end of this point on page 124 in Collected Writings. No thread, no sprout, no human energy is to be tied off or suppressed. Each human potential is given the chance to develop freely. It is only restrained by the bond of the bundle in order that within this bundle and sustained by it, it may be realized in all the more freedom and equality. This prohibition, lo sasuru, helps bring out the divine in man, the positive command, vasisem, teach us the goals whose realization is the end that truly justifies all our forces. And the very fact that it's coming from the same material, the very strings that are the loose strings are the very strings that do the tying, represents free will. This is what Hashem is asking of us. You make this choice. Choose to do what Hashem wants. This is what Hashem was asking other Rishon, and they failed at it. So the symbolism of the garments and the strings that come out of it is very profound. Use your free will. Adam and Rishon and Chava failed at that. But for all time after, the message for Klal Yisrael, for all of humanity, is use your free will. Those same strings that are going to allow you to exercise all of your human energy, but you determine to listen to Hashem, not to suppress it and squelch it, but restrict it to the guidelines of Hashem. And then all of a sudden, those energies are given their own purpose, their own deeper meaning. Only by obeying God's prohibitions does man truly become master over himself. By fulfilling God's commandments, he learns to rejoice in himself and also in his talents and energies, because he gladly employs them in God's service. Only in God's service does man become happily aware of himself and of his life's purpose, if the fruit of his prohibition is not limitation but mastery. So too, the fruit of the commandments is not coercion but joy. Bikudei Hashem yisharim misam chilev. In every sphere of life, more will be permitted by the law than forbidden. That's why you'll have two-thirds is going to be anaf, and only one-third is gedil. Then he adds, of course, it depends on your attitude in life. Of course, to one who is overcome by his senses, a person who is a servant to his yetzara, a single prohibition which forbids him to partake of just one fruit looms so large that he considers all of paradise lost. I'm so restricted, there's so many rules, I can't stand it. But to the pure human spirit serving God, the forbidden is negligible compared with the abundance of the fruits of paradise granted him by God. So the loose strings is really what Gan Eden is all about. It's when you do have your head on right, and you are subjugating your physical to the spirit, then it's loose, and then you're happily serving Hashem with your body and with everything you've got. That is Gan Eden. Then it is Gan Eden. That's what we're aiming for. So the goal of all the mitzvahs, kol mitzvosoi, is to live a life the way Hashem wants you to live, and that exercises all your energies. That's Gan Eden for a Jew. So that's part one. We have much more to talk about in the next share, which discusses why Techeles, and a couple of other details, why eight strings, why four corners, all that will be discussed in the next year, in Meretz Hashem.